Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the community in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled Kaleidoscope.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, with power to cast them out and to cure all kinds of diseases and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot and Judas Iscariot, the one who was to betray him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them as follows. Do not turn your steps to pagan territory. Do not enter any Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. The Gospel of the Lord. Some people listening to this may not know what a kaleidoscope is. Kaleidoscope is one of the things we used to have before the internet, a child's toy, with lots of things like board games, face-to-face conversations, leaving the house, all that stuff, largely in the past. The kaleidoscope is sort of like a mini pre-internet device. It creates coloured patterns with not a lot of meaning, but they're pretty to look at. It's basically a tube. And at the end of the tube, there are two small windows, glass windows usually, sometimes good plastic. In between the windows are lots of pieces of translucent coloured plastic shaped in various ways. The shapes themselves weren't very interesting, but the tube had mirrors, two or three mirrors usually. And the mirrors reflected back and forth, and so you could see the patterns of the plastic pieces looking rather symmetrical. You looked through the tube at the sky. Sky is another thing we used to look at before the internet. It would light up, and then you could see these patterns changing if you turned the glass windows at the bottom carefully. And it was just a nice thing to look at. However, if you shook the kaleidoscope, then all the plastic pieces would be rearranged and you would get an entirely different pattern. Still basically symmetrical because of the mirrors, but entirely different. And then before the internet, I could use that as an analogy for community life, religious community, any community. Because everybody knew what a kaleidoscope was. If you don't, well, Google it, like everything else now. And the reason it's an analogy for religious life is precisely because if you shake it, the whole pattern changes, completely different, curious, nice-looking patterns. What you couldn't do is shake it and only change the pattern a little bit. Everything changes when you shake the kaleidoscope. An entirely new pattern. That's an analogy for religious life. If you've ever lived in religious life or in a community where people come and go and where, like religious life, the living together is largely the point of the life, not just an unfortunate necessity, but central to the purpose. If you change one person in religious life, and that often happens in Dominican communities, it doesn't just make one small change. One new person can change everything. The whole shape of the community can be changed by this, just like the kaleidoscope. And that's because people are very interactive. One person arrives, another person goes. No, you might think, well, not a big difference. Actually, it changes everything because that one person interacts with everybody else in a different way. Everybody else interacts with that one person. Big transformations. Not always, of course, especially a big community, but communities aren't that big now, but say 12, like the apostles. Changing one person changes everything about the 12. And that's part of the explanation why Christ chooses Judas to be an apostle. Judas Iscariot, the one who was to betray him. Big mystery. Don't claim to solve the big mystery. We would say that you have to understand that that one person affects the rest of the apostles. The kaleidoscope, the interactive nature of community. People change each other. And our Lord knows exactly who Judas is. He knows that he's someone who really doesn't get the point of the mission. We're told in the Gospel of John he was actually stealing from the apostles and from the poor, that he was a hypocrite. And finally, as we know, a traitor. And you say, why? Why would you choose him? Well, one simple answer is because he didn't have to be a traitor. He could have changed. Christ didn't come to take away our freedom, but to fulfill our freedom. If we use our freedom badly, well, we push ourselves further down into the darkness. Another answer, though, is that the apostles needed to know from the start that they were not an assembly of perfect people. They needed to understand their own sins, but they also need to understand that there are Judases, there are traitors, there are people who subvert completely the whole point of our life, and in their own way betray Christ. They also need to be careful to understand that they shouldn't assume that someone else is Judas. Might be ourselves. All through the rest of their lives, the apostles bring Judas with them. We know about him because he's part of the preaching. They explain this. They explain that it's possible to betray. But remember the kaleidoscope. Remember how interactive people are. There are people we might seriously think of as simply traitors. Mostly it's imperfection. Mostly it's failing a bit. Maybe not a lot, but enough to make other members of the community feel superior. But the interaction of the people is creating the kaleidoscope, the beautiful pattern. I know it might seem an ugly pattern to us, that's because we can't see the whole pattern where we live. And we have been drawn into a great interactive pattern. As I said, you can turn the kaleidoscope's end slowly and the same pattern changes in and out. It's quite freaky, really. It seems to kind of look like the plastic's changing shape. But there's still a basic pattern, and you might think of heaven like that. Constant change from one beauty to another. But here on earth, there is a different kind of beauty, slowly emerging, how we are for each other. Any wise person at the end of their life looking back may well realise that the key influences in their life weren't always the best people or the good people, weren't always their friends, but they were part of how they become what they are. We interact with each other. God turns the windows. And the kaleidoscope goes from one obscure but very real beauty to another, to the fulfillment of the kingdom, when beauty is everything.